Morning.
Good morning.
Warren County Board of Supervisors, Thursday, February 6th, 2020. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
No.
I might make one. Let's, if we move public input, because this is pretty much going to be about public input. I don't think they came to see the fascination of our process. So if there's no objection, we'll move, we're going to have the discussion on the vote on the resolution supporting the creation of the Mississippi River Ports of Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois. And I know you gentlemen are here to address that. So Dan, if you want to, you can shut that door. Don't pull it all the way shut because it's a public meeting if anybody wants to come in, but it might say.
I'm going to lock it.
Well, if that way if there's any noise out there, I don't know if they've got a trial.
There's a trial upstairs.
As long as you don't lock it, we can still get the sergeant armed.
So if, and two things, there's a video and audio in here, so if you'd like to step up to the lectern, you may, or if you'd rather just stand at your seat. And just tell us your name and address for the record. But anyway, that would be entirely up to you, so. Who would like to?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Douglas Isles. I'm the chairman of Mid-America Port Commission. Been on the commission for about 13 years. I'm one of the Missouri delegates, commissioners, and just the topic of port statistical boundaries or areas is something that throughout my 13 years was never even a topic until about 3 or 4 months ago. Then suddenly it's a real hot topic, and I think the concept of them is very good. I think we need to get recognition of our river in the transportation and the cargo that goes through there. We've applied for several grants over the years, and no one has ever mentioned anything about a port statistical area. So last fall, in October, we had actually applied to be a port statistical area that would match up with the boundaries that are legislative boundaries for the Mid-America Port Commission. And I'm not sure how familiar you are with the Mid-America Port Commission.
I've been to a couple meetings.
Okay.
Personally.
Okay, good. It was started back after the flood of 93. We all realized at that point how critical the river is to all of us, regardless of what side of the river you're on. There's impacts. If flooding occurs, there's impacts on everybody. And that we'd be better off served if we could work collectively in a collaborative fashion than to be struggling because of some natural boundary that's there, that if we reached across those boundaries and try and work together. And that's really what the Mid-America Port Commission, when it comes to river issues, is what its whole purpose has been ever since. As we worked with the Mid-America Port, or with the PSA project over the last few months, all three states adopted on nearly identical legislation back in the 90s. Missouri did it, Iowa did it, and Illinois did it. And that's what actually organized the Mid-America Port Commission. Talked about how you have commissioners, what their purposes are, what their authorities are. But it actually then defined the counties that are in those three states. And in addition to Lee and Des Moines County, and there's also other Henry, and a couple other ones to the west, but for the purpose of our discussion is today, we're really only talking about those counties that are bordering the river. As we've been preparing our application, and we have submitted our application, it was what they call a phase one approval was completed. We received it back in November. But there were some other things we still need to do, as in any application. That was just the first phase of it. And so they generally approved the boundaries of our PSA, which includes Lee and Des Moines counties. But there are provisions in some state statutes, depending on what state you're in, in which if there are local port authorities in those areas, they actually have the option of deciding whether they want to be part of the bigger Mid-America Port Commission PSA, or they have the option of organizing their own PSA. And I think that's what Lee County is in the process of discussing now. Do they do their own, or do they join a larger PSA? I think the value of the larger PSAs is the fact that you have larger tonnages. Data is published on the cargo on the river, the larger you are up that list, the more prominent you're going to be. We have been informed that it has nothing to do really with funding of Nabucco improvements on the river, but it's more of a marketing tool for both economic development and other type of purposes of being associated with a PSA of a size that's listed in the top, say, 50 in the country on inland ports. We've heard, well, we don't have any of the hard data yet, but we've heard that the Mid-America Port Commission will likely be in the top 50. We certainly want to get that recognition for everyone along the river. We have probably been somewhat negligent in the past and not coming to you more frequently just to give you an update of our activities with the Mid-America Port Commission. We've been focusing on trying to get grants to actually build the first port somewhere. Those decisions were made long before I was ever on the commission. So far, luck has had it, it's just never been developed yet. But there certainly are a number of other ports along the river. And if we can collect that data and demonstrate, you know, the value of the Mid-America Port Commission and of the PSA within this area, we think that's beneficial to everybody. I know there's also the discussion with the Quad Cities PSA, and I think both have certainly got a good place. I think they're both going to list pretty high on the listing of various ports. But we would encourage the Des Moines County to consider remaining with the Mid-America Port Commission and our PSA. The legislative, from what we can understand, and we need to get some more clarification on this, from what we've received from the Corps of Engineers is, as I mentioned before, since Lee County has a port authority, they can actually make a decision to develop our own PSA or do we join an existing PSA. But where it's our understanding that if they don't do their own, then the discussion has to be they belong to the Mid-America Port Commission unless the Mid-America Port Commission decides to allow them to leave. So we would certainly want to have that discussion both with Des Moines and with Lee if that's what their choices are. And we have to have that discussion already. We're having those next week with some of the Missouri Port Commissions. There's actually three different port commissions in Missouri that have to make that decision. They do their own or they stay within the Mid-America Port Commission, PSA. So I know you've got one resolution in front of you for the Quad Cities PSA. We have another resolution to offer you to continue in the Mid-America Port Commission PSA, it's our belief with what we know at this point in time that's probably not even necessary because of the fact that you're already in the legislative boundaries of the Mid-America Port Commission. But it would also send a statement that's where you think the best place is to be. Any questions or comments for me?
How many other waterways are in the Mid-America Port Commission?
The Illinois River is on part of it, and the Mississippi River.
Okay. The Illinois is the only inland or the non-Mississippi waterway.
Correct.
I don't know what to call it.
Correct. Because we don't get all the way down to the confluence of the Missouri.
Okay.
And I don't know how the legislatures picked the counties they put in at the time. I'm assuming there was discussion with the state representatives that were sponsoring those legislations, that was before my time, so I can't blame it. I can say that there's, since it's, they've been organized, there's been no changes of the boundaries. The boundaries have been whatever they were when they were established by all three state legislatures, and I find it rather amazing that you could get three states that would actually enact a statute that was nearly identically passed in all three states, because that's just hard to imagine these days.
It's hard to get through one legislature.
Oh, absolutely, and you get three of them, and the only real difference is how the commissioners are appointed. Illinois does it slightly different. Iowa and Missouri are very similar, in which we have one by the governor appointment and two by the presiding commissioners or chairman of the county boards getting together and selecting. And we've done that a couple times. We actually got a vacancy in Iowa right now that we need to fill. Who was it? Just resigned.
David George.
David George just resigned. And so we have an opening, and in time we'll be coming back to you to have a discussion with Lee and Henry and any other county that's interested that's in the commission to see what other good candidates there may be out there that we could consider. We currently have Joe Steele from Lee County, we got Dan from Des Moines County, so we try not to double up commissioners in the same county, but there's nothing that says we can't. We just try and get more representation from within the legislative territory. So.
Why would you not open up and get that part of that authority all the way up to the northern border of Iowa and Illinois?
I don't know that I got an answer for that. We were focusing primarily on the legislative boundaries that we had within this Iowa statute.
Well, then let me ask you another question. Do you feel that your port authority is getting someplace with legislation or money, mainly money?
Oh, money's always a challenge.
Yeah.
no doubt. And I don't know that having a PSA is going to generate any funds for either PSA. It's, like I said, it's mostly a marketing economic development tool to as you're working to develop river type or having industries that are needing river access. It's a way to, as another tool in the tool bag, to promote your area and being a sizable PSA.
When Congress passed, WERDA?
WERDA, yeah, yep.
And we thought, well, boy, now we're going to get something done. And here we are, and the bottom of that river's come up, what, 2 foot?
Yeah.
Pathetic. Used to be a dredge out there every summer when I was a kid.
That's right.
A long time ago, but
yeah. It is a problem, and certainly our organization, as well as New Member, is meeting in Quincy tomorrow,
yeah.
And it's a multi-state effort as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what all of our efforts are, is to improve the Navajo side of the river, and you know, it's the mighty Mississippi, and it's got its pros and cons of things that you need to work on, and it's amazing to me that, you know, as many years as all the organizations have been working to try and get improvements in the lock and dam systems, navigation areas, it's just always a challenge to get that funding. But it's something, having these tonnages, I don't think we'll necessarily get that funding through the PSAs, but it's just one more data point that we can point to as why it's so important.
Well, I certainly agree it's important, but we got to have money. These locks and dams are...
Oh.
Yeah, they're built in what, 30s?
Yeah.
So, and cement starts deteriorating in 50 years.
Partially rehabilitated in the 80s.
Yeah.
It when?
Partially rehabilitated in the 80s.
I worked
on them. I know what they
okay.
did.
Okay.
How long your well last?
What?
How long your well
I didn't last? Do any of the well. that's why they're still there. Now, it was my understanding, Colonel Sinkle, he said the belonging to a different port statistical area does not affect membership in a commission.
I would agree with that.
Is understood that.
I would agree with that.
And the recommendation they've got with the three statistical areas, it puts each one of the three in the middle third, makes them each a top 100 port, and actually in the middle third, because the Mid-America, what you've got read, would be about 8.8 million tons initial estimate. The Illinois Waterway, which is
from about Peoria area.
Peoria area, would be about 6.5, and the Mississippi River on Iowa and Illinois would be about 6.3. And that puts Mid-America about 54th, Illinois waterway 66th, and Mississippi about 68 out of 100. So they ought to be
similar
in the same area, in an area. But anyway, so that's, and one of the things that I would be concerned about is if whatever area you would want a statistical clarity. I don't think you want to mix two rivers. I wouldn't think. I would think, look at this crap. I would think that, I didn't get any on you today. I would think that you would want to look at something and not have to go, you just say, okay, this is 10 million tons. It's going down Mississippi, it's going down the Illinois River, Missouri River, wherever it's going down. And that would be a lot more clarity.
When we've talked to the Corps, that doesn't seem to be an issue from the Corps.
Keep talking. I'm just here.
Terry,
I apologize.
Yeah. No. And that was a discussion with whether the Illinois River part of the Mid-America Port Commission should be a separate PSA from the Mississippi side. And at least from the Corps of Engineers perspective, they didn't seem to think that was an issue.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Jim.
And I think all three PSAs are very viable, and we'll get some good recognition.
Yeah. I don't always do this. They usually don't let me bring cup of coffee. Well, thank you, Doug. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other questions I can
ask? I assume you're going to be there. If we've got one, we can probably ask you here in the next few minutes.
Yeah. Oh, but we'll be. Oh,
that's what I mean. See, yeah. So
absolutely.
We know where to find you if we have a question in the next few minutes.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Anybody else care to speak to this issue?
I would. I'm Charles Bell, and I'm the executive director of the Mid-America Port Commission, living in Henderson County. Just a comment on the funding and the NASP and the WERDA. The Corps of Engineers, when we started this process, and I was new to the details on it too, and they've been working through the Inland River Ports and Terminals Association to improve the collection of the data, because there's a lot of, it's mandatory that shippers and terminals report the data, but they don't always do it. And some of them that ship hazardous material think that once they've reported it to the Coast Guard, they don't have to report it to the Corps, so they don't. And they miss a lot of tonnage that way. And what the Corps of Engineers, and they involved us in this last November when we started this PSA process, they said they're separating the PSA from funding completely. The only way the PSA helps the funding is if you have a legislator that's going to ask for something for your specific city or port. They can brag about the size of the port or say, you know, we need it because we're shipping this much tonnage. But from the Corps standpoint, from the dredging, from the lock and dams, what they're doing is identifying the specific point of every terminal on the river and getting a contact information, and then they have not enforced the reporting in the past, but they are going to start enforcing the reporting of tonnage so that, you know, we get a good accurate count. And there's been terminals that they've received the tonnage from, and they know from the data that they get at the locks and dams that there's a lot of tonnage not being reported because the two don't match. And what they've asked us to do, we've got about 122 miles in the Mississippi River, and we've got about 80 on the Illinois River. And they sent us a spreadsheet with probably 100 points on the Mississippi and fewer on the Illinois, but they've asked us to go through and update that. It hadn't been updated for 10 years, so there's terminals there that are no longer owned by the company that the Corps has record of. And we're going through each one of those, contacting them, getting the current owner's information, a person they can contact, phone numbers, and so forth, and then we'll submit that back to the Corps, and they'll put it in their records. They said within 2 years, their goal is to have their database so that we could go on to their database, any one of us, and we could put in 2 river miles and we would get the tonnage between those 2 river miles. But that database is what they're going to rely on as far as lock and dam improvements, dredging and so forth, because they'll be able to really be more accurate on it, and they'll capture a lot of tonnage that's just not being captured right now. And that's the data side of it, and it's taken us a while. There were some terminals that have changed hands 2 or 3 times from the one that they've had on there. In my home county, Toomey sold to CGB, and in Nioto, there's a change, been 2 changes in the ammonia terminals there, 2 different companies that have had it since their record shows it. So there's quite a bit of updating that we're helping them with, and they said they're going to ask other PSAs to import districts to do the same thing. They used to have funding for their own staff to do it, and they don't have now, so it's really fallen behind, and they don't have the contacts and the staff to do the contacts. Most of this has been out of Virginia. And so we've been working on that. I think one thing that we did do, and I can't say that any of these, as Doug said, these have all been joint efforts between multiple states and multiple parties. But the first presentation I saw, and if any of you were at the Tri-State Summit, there was a lot of shuffling of slides. The first presentation, they didn't recognize that the Mississippi River here is the M-35 Marine Highway. And in 2014, we worked with Maritime Administration, and Ray LaHood was our former congressman and was Secretary of Transportation and over the Maritime Administration, and he helped us get the Upper Mississippi River. The 5 states worked together, and we were part of that and got that designated, and that's the equivalent in the Corps funding and in Maritime's funding of having an interstate out here. And the fact that they didn't recognize that was there was kind of a concern to me. We also worked with got Illinois support for Iowa and Missouri, and we had the Marine Highway 29 extended from Kansas City to Sioux City. So that gives Iowa, and we've helped get Iowa, on the map for both of those marine highways. And the Maritime Administration does have funding that if it's designated a marine highway, they can help you with the container on barge and some things like that. And when I talked to the Maritime Administrator, the director of that infrastructure a couple of weeks ago, and I've had an opportunity to get to know him pretty well and meet with him, he said that they don't have any funding that is tied to the PSA, but they do have the funding that's tied to the Marine Highway. So that's one thing that I think, these things, as you well know, sometimes you can get the money, but it's very seldom that you get it the next day. It's usually a several year process, and some of the other ports that I've talked to have been said it took them 20 years to get established. And then you, once you begin to get the tonnage and so forth, then you kind of open the door to some of this other state funding. And we've tried to work with the 3 DOTs, get as much coordination there, and then because we work with all 3 of the DOTs in our area, we can kind of help them with best practices between one and the other as far as ports. And the other thing I'd like to mention is, as far as the port, I think we, and I had it in my own mind, a port's a dock out here where you load and unload barges, and our port, all of our data is, and our legislation says that we have the authority to get intermodal connections to get the rail where we can transload between truck, rail, and barge, and air is also one of them, but that's tied in with that intermodal authority that we have. And we just had a study finished last year, and Iowa DOT and Illinois DOT shared in it for freight optimization, and they looked at all 26 counties, had a consultant that Iowa had used before, DOT, and they looked at all 26 counties and identified where we were missing transloading facilities and where we were missing maybe a rail and a barge connection or rail and truck transloading, and they based it on 6 million actual invoices from Snyder or some of the big trucking companies, and some of the local companies gave them their actual bills of lading, so they knew what was shipped, where it originated, what the where the destination was, whether it went on a tank truck, gondola, rail car, or a barge, and what the freight rate was. And they took all that together and put together a recommendation that on what we needed, and it's not prioritized, but we've sent that to each one of the three state DOTs, and we'll try to work that into the longer range plans. But if those things were all in place and local shippers only took advantage of 10% of them, in our 26 counties they could save $22 million a year, and that's just taking 10% of the advantage. So those are some of the things we've done that I guess we should have talked about, but we haven't. And they're kind of long term. That study took a couple of years. We tried to get as many local companies to participate as we could, of the trucking companies, and there's a reluctance to share any. They feel like that information is going to get spread out publicly, which we have assurances that it wouldn't, and that wouldn't be available under Freedom of Information Act and so forth. But that's one of the things that Mid-America Port Commission has done, and a lot of the main highways, and those are kind of long-term, almost behind-the-scenes things as far as the general public's concerned. But I think from the economic development standpoint, they'll be very important in the future. As we move forward, I think then working closer with Jeremy and with the other economic development ones throughout the district, I think there's a lot of value in staying and supporting the Mid-America Port Commission. The statistical area, from the standpoint of the statistical area, the Quad Cities could start above the Mid-America Port Commission, and Iowa would be able to say they've got the two top Upper Mississippi River port statistical areas within the state. If they take the statistics from your two counties are two of the large ones, and that's the reason that they really want them, is because you have the tonnage, about 3 million tons between Des Moines and Lee County. And if you take that out, it reduces the size of the Mid-America Port Commission, and anything that's done in, if you moved out of it, anything that was done here would show up as credit for a different port district. It'd show up for the Quad Cities rather than the one that you're actually in. And I think that's something that you just need to think carefully about. And we've had a lot of common interest in as part of it. I sit on the Illinois Freight Advisory State Freight Advisory Committee with IDOT, and on the Illinois Marine Transportation Steering Committee, as well as the Missouri Port Authority Association. And on the Illinois one, I've made it a point to every meeting we have when we're talking about long-range transportation is to hit them hard on Route 34, because that connects, that helps both of us on both sides of the river. And and we do have direct input. The Freight Advisory Committee has direct input into that planning, and so does the marine transportation, because it is a intermodal connector, and I think it's really important to all of us. So keeping as much strength as, and keeping together and working together as much as possible, I think helps us all. That, you know, I'm from a small county that would have no voice if it didn't work with other counties like yours and the others in the MAPC. But we do have quite a bit of grain that's shipped out of there. The other thing that, you know, we don't have, aren't now operating directly, operating ports, but we do get a lot of calls. I had one last week from one of the salt companies that wanted to deliver salt to one of them, to MoDOT. And they ask us, you know, where can we ship it? So we referred them to, I checked with a couple of terminals because they wanted storage and somebody that can handle hazardous, you know, the hazardous material as far as salt's required, and referred them to a terminal. I've referred steel shipments to Red and Keokuk. They handle some steel shipments for firm over in Houghton, and the salt was a 15 barges minimum, and it would be a full tow. And that, you know, the way we're set up now, we don't get anything for that, but we do, you know, it does help our region to keep that transloading within our region. And and we've referred things up to terminals up here, but a lot of times we haven't followed up to see whether they, you know, we kind of make the connection, tell them what it is. If they're interested, we make the connection with the shipper, and you know, and we haven't followed up good on, you know, how many of those they actually strike a deal on and how many they don't. But we have a website that the Corps of Engineers found some of the data on that they were looking for. We have the terminals that handle third-party freight, like the there's some terminals here, there's terminals in Keokuk and on both sides of our district that handle third-party freight. A lot of them, like ADM, may handle just their own, so we haven't listed them, but the others, we've got an interactive map on our website, and they can, and you can go to it, you can click on any one of those port locations on it's on a Google map, and you can find the port, and there's a contact. We try to get a current contact, a phone number, and so forth, so that they, and on the ports that are in our port, or that are port districts, where the state funds part of the port, on those funds, on those ports, we've put additional information, like the nearest highway, rail, how far it is to rail, how far it is to Route 61 or 218, and what rail serves, and whether they have economic development opportunities there, land, or you know, things of that nature. So, and that that's midamericaport.com, and you know, if you want to take a look at that, it has the enabling legislation, it has links to the Corps and to the navigation of flood statistics and things of that nature on it, and you know, those are some of the things that we've done that I'm sure have helped up in this area, but you haven't been aware probably of that they even existed. And it's primarily, you know, been promoted within the shipping industry and logistics industry. But those are some of the things I think that are kind of under the radar, so to speak, and it's our fault for not getting out and talking to you more about those things, and getting input from you on how, you know, how we can improve and what's missing that could be more beneficial. And you know, and a lot of that could, I know you're aware of, and your economic development, and people are too. Be glad to answer any other questions on those things if you have any.
You said a lot of tonnage that's not getting reported. Do you have any idea what percent of tonnage you think?
Well, they think this is the Corps. They think at least 30 to 40% is not getting reported, and you know, overall, and that's better in some places than in other places. And you know, once we get the contact information, and they've been giving webinars for shippers on how to, you know, how to fill out the report form, and it's fairly detailed, and they, you know, they will start really enforcing getting that information, and that's one of the things I think is really good about them separating the marketing tool for the PSA and separating the data for the navigation side of it, but, and not just navigation, but it'll help, I think, as far as flood, too. And I gave a presentation to the Corps about 2 years ago on the kind of the interrelationship between the importance of flood control to navigation. You know, get flooding and they shut the river down to navigation, you know, it hurts both. It's really interlocked, and you may remember a few years ago when they had the low water and they had the rock and down the lower part of the Mississippi that they couldn't get across. ADM said the way they on their real critical shipments, they said they handed it off. They brought a tow in from one side of those rocks and passed it off to a tow on the other side of the rocks and kept it going. But they said it was such an expensive proposition that you just, you know, you just didn't do it except on the really critical shipments. You know, we're trying to work with one of the ports now that had had some rail that served and closed during this last year's flood, and it was closed for over 60 days, and they had to shut down one company, and then another company was trucking material. They were having it unloaded in Memphis and trucking it up here, and they said it added about $1.5 million to the cost of that material, getting it up here that way versus bringing it by barge. So, you know, those are some of the things that, you know, some of the other things we're trying to work with, but it's, you know, as far as the actual amount of tonnage that's missing, we won't know that until they actually get it and get it recorded. You know, they've given us averages, but, you know, those have varied a lot. Last year, the tonnage was down because of the river condition and the flooding. You know, a lot of the ports were closed for several months. The ship a lot of tonnage, and that was all shifted to some other mode. But that when that rock was impediment down in the lower Mississippi, the port in it was one of the ports in Wisconsin that uses the Illinois River. They said it put 3,000 trucks a day on their highway, and that was when the Illinois Department of Transportation began to take notice, because that really increased. They said it did damage to the highway and the bridges both, and that was when they began to recognize the importance of the waterways. You know, you've had pretty good support, I think, and knowledge in Iowa DOT, and Missouri DOT has a very good waterways division. Illinois had moved all of theirs into DNR, and a number of years ago, and just within the last 6 years have been bringing the transportation back and set up an actual waterways division within IDOT just within the last 2 or 3 years. So they've organized the Port Association of Illinois Port, public ports. There's 18 in Illinois, including Chicago, and then Granite City is the second largest in the East St. Louis area. But, you know, they're beginning to see the importance of it. In our, the MAPC, we've got the worst lock in the Rock Island District, and that's LaGrange Lock on the Illinois River. And they got the funding this year to start rehab on it. It won't be a complete rebuild, but it'll be close to it, and at least they'll put it in solid navigation. And then we're working with them. And one of the advantages we have is we can get the separate state river associations to kind of work together and get things done. If all three of our you know, state senators and representatives ask for something, we get it a lot quicker than if just one of us go and knock on a door. And also try to help educate them too on it. But I think, that's some of the reasons that I think we need your support, and I think we can make it valuable both ways. If you can remain in our statistical area, it helps us, gives us a little more clout when we go and ask for something from you rather than going and having all of your tonnage given to another port that's, may or may not give you the same support. And we've got a pretty long track record, I think, of it too. We haven't blown our own horn, I guess, enough to, make you aware of it and try to do a better job of that in the future.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Do you want to speak, Jeremy?
Well, Jeremy Hess, Director of Economic Development at the Greater Burlington Partnership, Des Moines County resident out there on Beaverdale Road. Appreciate the chance to. This is risky because, if you're not real familiar with what you're talking about, you probably should just be quiet. So maybe I should sit down. But I just want to commend, I think since I've been with the economic development, I know that we have worked more and more regionally with our partners to the south and our partners to the north. We see the value and the importance of doing that, and so we've supported UMEMRA, we've supported and we'll continue to do that. We just appreciate everybody's efforts. Know that everybody's desires and hearts are in the right place to see our area just be viable and to grow and to be able to attract new endeavors and so forth. So I'm really new to all of this information. I think last week's meeting over at Mike Borsheim's office was kind of the first go-around of that. And so, but I also know that we want to, I've seen some support from the state, Debbie Durham, and Iowa Economic Development as far as, encouraging all of us to create this new PSA or this larger PSA. So, all I want to say is that, from an economic development standpoint, just want all the tools that are possible in our tool bag. I responded to an RFI from the state to a German company just last week regarding barge transfer of materials. And so just to be able to brag or tout that we're in, this PSA, this ranking of ports and so forth, anything, none of these things are going to be the magic bullet that's going to get us this new project or anything like that, but it's just another tool in the toolbox to be able to do that. So, I don't want to, I know that Dello has been supportive of the resolution that was initially put before you, and so mostly I'm here as an observer and also just to say thanks for all the work that's been done, and we just want to be part of a team that has the best tools in our toolbox to be able to attract new monies, if that's available, or certainly new projects to bring employment and take advantage of this asset that we have here on the Mississippi. So that's all I'll share.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I guess to begin with, I thank all of you for coming up here. And I mentioned earlier, it's been explained to me that being a different statistical area does not affect our membership in the commission.
No.
Anyway, so and I appreciate learning all the things that the commission's done, and I certainly want to remain a member of that commission. The port statistical area, Colonel Stinkler originally saw it at the Tri-State Summit. Anyway, and I attended the meeting last week or the week before at Southeast Iowa Regional Planning, and they've got the recommendation with the three separate port statistical areas that all in an area, and they're each one is in a top 100 port, actually in the middle third of the top 100 ports. And it's a great problem to have. This is something I think this is going to help the entire area, is making a larger effort to track those statistics and create the ports. As everybody here knows, Iowa does not have a federally recognized port. The Mississippi River Port
eastern Iowa, western Illinois area would be such a port. It would be the smallest of those three. But, and to me, it makes geographic sense. And there's no downside. It doesn't cost anything to anybody. You can opt in or opt out whenever you want. And I really don't think there's probably a wrong decision. But I would, and we'll vote on this. I'll read the resolution here in a few minutes after you, gentlemen, will get a chance to talk. But I appreciate, I think I would go with Colonel Sinker's recommendation to recognize the Mississippi River port of eastern Iowa, western Illinois. And also, I do know the Greater Burlington and the Iowa Iowa Economic Development Authority, or however they push that. And I think Two Rivers, River and Drainage Levy District, would like that. And I realize that isn't how the Corps, because it said the other meeting, that isn't how the Corps separates, decides where they're going to give money. But it is good, like the gentleman mentioned, if your legislator can stand up there and said, you know, this is, we've got three top 100 ports here, or, you know, or Jeremy sits down with a potential business or industry and said, this is a, you're in one of the top 70 ports in the United States here. So I'll shut up, you gentlemen. Make any comments on more than that. It's hard for me to shut up, see you guys go ahead.
I'm going to be quiet because you serve your coffee, haven't I?
Yeah, I'll set it out of reach.
No, I appreciate everything I've heard here today. And, you know, every time you go to one of these meetings like that, it's amazing what you can learn from talking to. But I, on the other hand, I agree with Jeremy, giving her partnership more tools. I think that's going to help our economy and economics. So I agree with everything you said, Tom.
Yeah, we've always supported you folks down there, and I would continue to support, but I think I would go with the new outfit and see what we can get done. Like you say, we can opt out.
And all it is a statistical area.
Yeah, right. So, like I said, so I support for the new one.
Let me read this resolution. A resolution of and by Des Moines County, Iowa, in supporting the statistical boundaries of the Mississippi River ports of eastern Iowa and western Illinois. Whereas the collection of waterborne commerce statistics pertaining to rivers, harbors, and waterways, and the compilation and publication of such data by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are required by federal law. And whereas creation of the statistical boundaries of the Mississippi River ports of eastern Iowa and western Illinois would more accurately reflect the local waterborne commerce activity and increased tonnage recorded by the Waterborne Commerce Statistics Center of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Navigation and Civil Works Division's Decision Support Center, ranking the port among the inland ports in the United States, further supporting local economic development. And whereas the proposed creation of the statistical boundaries will provide the opportunity for marketing and investment opportunities which could lead to job creation and economic growth for Des Moines County, Iowa. And now therefore be it resolved that Des Moines County, Iowa puts the port statistical boundary creation of the Mississippi River ports of eastern Iowa and western Illinois between Mississippi River mile 361.5 and river mile 583 to include the riverfront of Des Moines County from river mile 396 to river mile 425.5 on the Mississippi River. Said support extends for statistical purposes only and not to any waterways organizations or further control of the Mississippi River, nor does the port designation impact any existing or future public port, terminal, or economic development authorities.
I would move the support to that motion.
I'll second that.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
assume that still means Dan gets to come to your meetings?
Yeah.
You didn't get fired today?
No, absolutely not. No, we appreciate his support. And
we appreciate you coming up. This is it's come on fast for all of us. I think none of us have 100% grasp on what's going on. But like I said, this is something you can opt in or opt out of, and I think it's important that we get something done.
I agree. I think the only clarification, I respect your votes. The letter of support from Debbie Durham was only about the creation of PSAs generally. She had no opinion on where the boundaries should be. But it's been construed that way, not today, but her, I think the governor and DOT all support the PSA concept and think it's a good thing. But they think very much it's a local decision to be made on where the boundaries should
be. Okay, thank you for the clarification.
I think every time I come down around by here, look out that river, and actually see nothing happen. And that's a shame. That flat spot between this bluff and that bluff was carved by that river. It's going to do it again if we don't do something with it.
Yeah.
And there'll be a whole lot of towns, and somebody's going to say, why didn't we do something?
Right. Very good. Well, thank you.
When that river comes out, makes a new channel out through the middle of 34 out there, then they're going to wish they'd built it.
Yeah, right.
Very good. Is there any other business?
Nice to meet you.
Hey, I will meet you, please.
Future agenda items? None. We are adjourned. Thank you again.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.